Showing respect to myself. Showing respect to myself. This is one of the greatest failures that we make in our life, by not showing respect to ourselves. We know that we are divinely created. We know that this is the temple of the living spirit. We know that everything we do is an indication of what we believe about ourselves and about our world. And when we show respect to ourselves, when we show respect to our body, we show respect to our life, we show respect to who we are, then we begin to perform as a divine being. Now, if you were to invite the Queen to come and have lunch with you, and the Queen would say, sure, happy to, and she'd come to your house, and she'd sit at your table, your dining room table, your kitchen table, or any table, and you were to serve her luncheon, would you put out your finest cutlery? Would you put out your finest tablecloth? Would you put out your finest dishes? Would you put out your finest cups and saucers? Or would you just put out your everyday stuff? Would you just put out your everyday stuff for this beautiful being that you have invited into your home, that you respect, whom you honor? It doesn't matter whether she is the queen of your country or of your nation, but she is a queen. And you respect her title, and you respect who she represents and what she represents. Now, every time you sit down at your table, every time you sit down at any meal, do you serve that meal? Do you set that table in keeping with the divine being that is there to eat at your table? And that divine being is you. Not necessarily a neighbor, not necessarily a friend, not necessarily a relative, not necessarily a number of people, but that divine representative is you. And you know that you're going to have yourself for dinner. And you're going to say, Herb, come on over and have dinner with me. And your name is Herb. And you are Herb. And so you say, sure, happy to come. And so, with a certain amount of expectation, I go to the dinner that I am invited to. Now, I'm the one who's serving that dinner. And I'm having me as a guest. I'm having me as a divine guest, as a royal guest, as a very special guest. Now, I'm going to put out my very finest tablecloth, my very finest silverware, my very finest tableware. I'm going to serve the food in the very finest bowls. I'm going to do everything with great aplomb, with great joy, with great respect. When I sit down at my table to eat any meal, whether it's with family and friends or whether it's me alone, I set the table with all respect. I set all the knives and forks in the proper place. I set all the dishes in the proper order. I have an under plate and I have an outer plate. I have napkins and I have everything in divine order. Everything is set to represent the fact that I respect myself, that I respect the person sitting at that table. I respect the person that I am serving with them, whether it's me alone that I serve, or whether it's a company, or whether it's just several people. It doesn't matter. I always use my best. You say, well, then what is the everyday stuff for? There is no everyday stuff in the life of a divine being. There is no everyday stuff in the life of a person who knows who they are. Now, who are you? Who am I? Are we divine? Are we beautiful? Are we fantastic? Are we glorious? Are we beyond all imagination? If someone were unexpectedly to come into the house while we were serving ourselves a meal, and they'd ring the doorbell and they'd be a friend and we'd say, "Oh, come in. I was just sitting down to my dinner." "Oh, I don't mean to disturb you," your friend would say. "I'll sit here in the living room while you finish." "No, no, come, sit at the table. I'll set another place for you." And with the same respect, with the same fineness of the quality, I set the dishes out, I set the cutlery out, I set the food out. And I prepare the food with great charm and great imagination. I make the potatoes done just right. I make the meat cooked just right. I make the vegetables done in just the proper measure. They're cut to size. They're not long asparagus sprouts that are lying on the plate saying, "Slice me." They're sliced beautifully, beautifully prepared, beautifully made. They're to be eaten. They're not to be worked on. And everything is done lovely. And all the sauces are perfectly prepared. All the condiments are there. You say, "Well, you don't need the condiments. You've already put them on the food." No, you always put the condiments on the table so your guest or yourself can say, "That's interesting. I just feel like a little bit more of this or a little more of that. A little more salt and pepper, a little more sauce." No matter what it is, you are setting the table for your divine self. You are respecting yourself. And anyone who comes into your house, you respect them. No matter what the circumstances are, you respect them, you love them, and you show them just how much you do respect and love them by the way you treat yourself. When you sit down at the table, are you sitting down in your normal street clothes, or did you dress for dinner? "Oh, Herb, come on. Come away from it. That's a little bit overkill." Is it? Do you think the queen ever goes to any meal unless she has prepared herself for that meal? She has dressed in the clothing that that meal in her mind calls for? When you tell the children, "Wash up for dinner now. Put on some fresh clothing. Wash up for dinner. Take off your play clothes and put on your dinner clothes." Now, how many families do that? How many families teach respect to their children that they're doing this for themselves? Not because their parents require it, but they're doing it for themselves because they respect themselves. They go to the table to say the finest things, to have the most interesting conversation, uplifting conversation. They go to the table and share because they respect themselves. The great families of history have gone to their tables and they have dressed and they have worn their fine suits and they have prepared themselves in a very special way. They put on their perfumes, they put on their wonderful hairdo. They shaved or prepared themselves, they washed. They respect themselves. And they respect everyone else at the table. Anyone who is not sitting properly at the table, as my father would often say to my sisters, "You don't come to the table with your hair up in curlers. And you don't come to the table unless you are dressed properly. You come and respect yourself. You come and respect the fact that you are divine. You are the royalty. You are the beautiful one. And so you come with this self-respect and mutual respect for anyone else who happens to be there. And if anyone else is unable to dress properly, if anyone else is unable to do the things that they should have done before the meal, you completely ignore it. Because you yourself are respecting yourself. You yourself are being divine. You yourself are being the ideal being. If the queen came to the table and some of the children were not properly prepared, the queen would say, "When you are prepared, you call me and we will eat." She would go away from the table, not meanly, not unkindly, and she would say to the children, "Prepare yourself." She'd say to the guests, "Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't know we were having dinner at 6 or 8 or whatever time? Well, we are. Now, you go and prepare yourself, and in an hour, we'll come back and we'll have our dinner." And so the dinner has to be reheated, the meal has to be prepared again, but it doesn't matter. If it isn't done right, if it isn't done with respect, with honor, with appreciation, with delight for yourself, then it's not worth it. For the queen would not sit at a table with someone who wasn't ready to be sitting at a table. Because the queen sits at a table and respects herself and respects everyone else who is there. And if anyone is not there who does not respect themselves, then they are not to be in her presence. If anyone is there who does not respect themselves and say that they are divine and beautiful, and that the only way they would be in the presence of the queen is because they'd be in that presence of themselves, divine, perfectly attired, perfectly prepared, because they respect themselves and they respect who they are. And they respect who they're with. Like many women would say, "Oh, you say, well, Jesus is going to come visit me? Well, when's he coming? I've got to get my house cleaned up. I've got to get everything in order. I've got to get everything divinely in order." Well, the Christ is in each one of us. And for that Christ, each one of us prepare ourselves every day by our words, by our thoughts, by our actions, by our respect for who we are and what the divine in us is at all times. Have a lovely day, and know that each day you're living with the divine, and you respect that divine, and you set your table accordingly. You serve your meals accordingly, you eat accordingly, you speak accordingly, you think accordingly, and you are divine. Know that the Christ in me is beautiful and good indeed, and the Christ in me loves you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.